Registered nurse Marion Weber arrived here from Louisiana in April. As a wave of COVID-19 cases hit Ketchikan, the city-owned hospital started taking in patients from long-term care facilities in the area. Weber says some were critically ill.
We had one patient that was intubated, and we had one that required continuous BiPAP. And these are ICU level acuity. I'll just put it that way, ICU level patients.
But Weber says they weren't placed in the intensive care unit, even though there were rooms available in the ICU that she says were equipped to handle COVID-19 patients. Instead, she says they were placed with the rest of the hospital's COVID-19 patients in a section of the medical surgical unit. And that's a problem, she says, because that meant critically ill patients couldn't be monitored effectively from outside their rooms.
Typically, your ICU units, the rooms are comprised of glass doors that allow you to have eyes on monitoring, and they have a central monitoring system.
That system allows caregivers to track patients' vital signs and rings alarms when something is wrong. But in Ketchikan's medical surgical unit, room doors are opaque, making it difficult to see in.
So we had no way to effectively monitor our patients on the level that is required, and anything can go wrong with these patients.
She says Peace Health suggested placing a nurse in the room to monitor the patient.
Inside the room with a COVID-19 patient undergoing aerosolized particle procedures for 12 hours.
She says she worried that was unsafe because of prolonged exposure to the coronavirus. She says she brought it up to a manager. Then the next day, she says she was instructed to call a hospital administrator.
She asked me to go over these patient and staff safety concerns, and I did. And she responded with, "I need you to understand the verbiage I'm about to use." These are her words, "and share it with your traveling coworkers. You are not staff, you're a guest here, and you can leave at any time. There is a long line of travelers waiting to take your job."
She says she was shocked.
I responded to her. I asked her to tread very carefully in our conversation because it's sounding like when I voice concerns about staff and patient safety, Sherry was responding by threatening my position. So when I explained that concern to her, she responded to me, if you don't like it, you can leave.
She says she filed an internal ethics complaint on the hospital's anonymous tip line later that day. But 4 days later, on August 24th, she was fired. That was a week after she'd signed a four-month extension.
And they do these extensions also based on your performance evaluations. And, you know, if they're not happy with your work, they're not going to extend you. Even at times when they're short staffed, they won't if you're not a good fit.
Weber says it's tough to see it as anything but retaliation. And she's worried her firing will make others less likely to report their concerns.
When a system retaliates, like Peace Health Ketchikan did, against a nurse for voicing safety concerns, it creates a chilling effect, and that other nurses and healthcare staff will not speak out in fear of retaliation from administrations. And this can result in harm or death of patients and or staff.
The state's nursing union says employees should be able to raise safety concerns without fear of reprisals. Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center declined to comment specifically on any of Weber's concerns. In a prepared statement, a spokesperson says the hospital's protocol for caring for COVID-19 patients has followed and continues to follow state and federal guidelines. The spokesperson says patient and caregiver safety remains the hospital's top priority and that the hospital takes all reported concerns seriously. Weber has filed a complaint with state and federal workplace safety authorities about her firing. She's also asked the National Labor Relations Board to consider this a whistleblower case. Both complaints are at early stages of the process. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.